Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part 46 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And you might get chapter 5 of John ready, and possibly chapter 25 of the book of Matthew ready, because we may be reading from that. This is program 148, so if you'd like a copy of it, we'll give you four different ways how to receive a copy of it, or other literature that I've written, or tapes, a Messiah book, and if you need a Bible, we'll send you one as well. But and we have some letters, but right now let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, there's so many diversions in this world, and we're not really able to cope with diversions. We must keep our mind on You, and any work that we do in the world, Lord, if we don't keep our mind on You, then everything will be shambles. You will cause horrible problems in our life in order to warn us about the things that we're doing that are wrong, so that we can get focused back on You. Lord, I anoint me with Your words, Your Spirit. Your word is spirit and is life. Anoint me with You outwardly with Your life, Lord, that it will transmit life unto others. Let Your words come forth from Your mouth into mine and out of my mouth to those that are listeners. Let it bring forth life unto them, because everyone, the Spirit, and Your word is spirit and life, everyone that Your words reach have life. In other words, everyone, Your word says, everyone that the Spirit touches has life. So everyone that Your words, which are spirit and life, touches, and they receive Your touch, have life. Let Your words touch the unsaved, that they may be saved and have eternal life. And let Your words touch the church, that they may repent. Some of them that are really, most of them are gone away from You, Lord. And You stated that even the church must begin. They've lost the savor. They've lost their salt because they've left off from fighting Satan. Those who have stopped fighting Satan have lost the salt. In other words, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, if people stop fighting Satan, the salt has lost its savor or its flavor, and they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of humans and beasts. It's a underfoot of men. Lord, save souls, strengthen the church. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everything that be said be directly from You in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. So if you have stopped fighting Satan, then there's no savor in you anymore. The salt, the saltiness that you're supposed to be, salty. And I have a reputation of being salty. You know why? Because I don't want to stop fighting Satan. If you people think it's vogue to not fight the devil, well, then you're not resisting Satan, and therefore he's not fleeing from you, and therefore Satan is raising literal hell in this world. Not just the United States of America, but the entire world. And you're letting him. So the Lord says that he wants you to become, the Christians wants you to become zealous again. And if you don't, after hearing a message like this, then he's going to spit you out of his mouth. And if you know, when I spit something out of my mouth, it's out of my body. You're no longer going to be part of the body of Christ. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Spitting, if I put a mouthful mouth. Corn, peas, oats, beans, Milo, or whatever. And I spit it out of my mouth. It's not in my body anymore. And Jesus said that he'd spit you or me or anybody out of his mouth if we're not zealous, vigilant, and diligent to fight Satan. We've been recruited in his will to resist the devil so that he'll flee from us. And the reason that the entire world population is in the state that it is at present is because there's not enough people who are zealous, people of the Lord. And the Lord said there'd be a great falling away. He said that through the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And there is a great falling away. Because the fact that sin is so abundant, the love of many, the keeping of God's commandments, which is love, has waxed cold. Cold. It's like winter in people's souls. But if you get the Lord, the fullness of the Godhead bodily in you, the Lord says that the Father lives in him, and he lives in the Father. And that's why he's able to minister to the people, men, mankind. The Bible tells us that there's God and then there's man. In God's domain where there's angels and God's, and then there's men. And God tells us that he is the same, the Spirit. He's the Spirit, and the Spirit's the same word in the Old and New Testament for Spirit. Is the same word for wind. And it's the same word as breath. Spirit, breath, wind. So God blew the breath, the life, the wind, the spirit of life in us. And we have just one breath in us. And therefore, we're only one breath from eternity, one breath from God's judgment or God's welcome into the kingdom of God. You want to be welcomed or you want to be judged? I would hope that you would say that you want to be welcomed into the kingdom of God. I know I do. It frightens me to death to think that I would slip away from the reading of the word. Because if I did, the spirit would leave me. And the breath would leave me. The breath, the wind, the spirit would leave me, depart. And worse, that the Spirit of God would leave me. Because we leave the Spirit of God when we leave reading the Word. Or hearing the word. So when they say, well, how do I leave God? Do I march down the street? No, you just don't open your Bible and you don't listen to what the Lord has to say. See, you have to, you know what it's like to leave somebody if you have an adulterous wife or husband and you walk away from them. That's one thing. That's the carnal leaving of somebody. But leaving the Lord is simply not reading his word, not listening to him, not wanting to listen to him, bored with the Lord. And therefore the Lord is bored with you. Or me, if I stopped reading the word, the breath, the life, the breath of life, the spirit of life, the wind of life. This is why the Lord tells you to meditate. If I don't meditate, if I don't pray to the Lord to anoint me, I don't have anything to say. As Jesus said in the 5th chapter of the book of John, he says, I don't do anything of myself. When I see the Father work, then I work. When he moves upon me by the Spirit, and he knows that I love him, and I know he loves me because he shows me what to do. And he tells me where to go and what to do and what I'm going to have to go through. He gives me an assignment of what I'm supposed to do. And the Lord loves me, my Father loves me, because I do my assignment. I don't argue with people that are of the Lord that I know that are right. I want to make sure that everything is that the pastors of churches are backed up with help. Especially myself, I'm legally blind and I need backup because I'm the front liner. I'm right on the front line. You people that are in this ministry and you love it and you love the blessings that the Lord has given this ministry and you want to continue partaking in them, then you better back me up because I'm on the front line. I'm the one that Satan really doesn't like. And if you're distributing literature every Friday, I mean, the crews have to go out. And sometimes the spirit of Satan hits people and they don't want to go out because it's raining. Or sometimes, they want to go out and just go for a drive, maybe, or something like that. I pray that that doesn't happen. But if we all work together, then we're the body of Christ, and things, Christ's body is zealous because it keeps fighting Satan. And how do we fight Satan? We preach the word and we distribute the literature. Amen?
Amen.
And we get on the radio and we get on any media that we can in order to fight Satan. Now, Satan is going to close the doors to television or any other media that he can. But fortunately, these TV and radio stations need finances. And sometimes people will risk their lives for money. And that's why the Lord has sent in a few bucks here to wave at these TV stations and radio stations to tempt them into allowing me to do something for the Lord through the media, the different mediums that there are out there for me to be able to do something for the Lord with. Rather, I stated at the beginning of this program that I cannot do anything of myself. That's why I have to pray for the Lord to talk in me and through me. And Jesus, of all people, said that. He says, I can't do anything of myself. When you hear me talk, the words that you hear me speak are not mine own, but they're the Father's. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the way I want to be. We're supposed to not imitate Jesus, because this is no imitation. Not what you're hearing now. What you're hearing now is from God Almighty, because I can't talk this well of mine own self. And that's why I pray that God will take and do the things that he wants to do in and through me, just as he did Jesus. Now, Jesus, we're going to read what he says in that regard, and just, let's do it now that we're on the subject. Just read that part. In the fifth chapter, we'll start at verse what?
25.
25. Okay, let's go.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Surely, surely, I say unto you. I want you to really know what I'm saying unto you, that it's not me saying it, it's the Father. So if it's the Father, if it's God who has the whole universe in place and is the one that causes tsunamis, do you think that Satan has that power to cause tsunamis and on people that are of the devil? God says that he'll knock the world right off of its axis, and it's already happened. You heard what was read the other day by this evangelist, what's his name?
O'Hell Lindsay.
He's Irish? Okay, well, Hal Lindsay, okay. Hal O'Lindsay. O'Herlihy. Okay, let's read it now.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God.
Okay, so the Son of God is also the Son of Man. And dead, man was dead, Lazarus, and he heard the voice of Jesus saying, Lazarus, get up, come forth. And he heard him. And the Lord is saying that time is flying by. It's just fleeting away. First it was Monday, then all of a sudden it's Friday. And it was March, and now we're going right into April, and it happened so fast. And I remember when I was like born, and now I'm 71 and a half years old. What happened? I mean, it's like the Lord really has the truth, is the truth, because he said we're like vapors. We appear for a while and then we disappear, just like a vapor. We're like shadows. We're like grass. Shadowy, vapory, grassy. That's what we are. We just appear for a moment. We're here long enough to be able to receive the Lord or reject him. And that way we are the ones, because we have a free will to choose where we want to spend eternity. You say, well, it's just too rough. Yes, it is, if you don't have the God's life living in him. Now, if God's life can raise the dead, well, he can certainly give you the power to be able to serve him. Amen?
Amen.
He did it for me, and I was one of the weakest creatures on earth, so far as receiving what Satan said. I wasn't weak physically, but I worked out all my life, you know, since I was 19 years old. And I was strong. Leg press to this day, even 1,000, 1,200 pounds. I mean, not like some of these people do where they just lower the inch or two, like I saw the head of the Pat Robertson do. He's smiling and stuff. Let him bring it down to his chest, like I do, and then push it up. He won't do that because it'll go right through his chest, probably. He'll be calling for help. Help! Okay, but I'm strong physically, but I was weak spiritually because I didn't have the Spirit of God in me. But when the Spirit of God is in you, or myself, we're more than conquerors. I mean, being a conqueror is wonderful, but being more than a conqueror is even better. Amen?
Yeah.
And we can do all things in Christ. In Christ abiding in us. So go ahead and continue.
And they that hear shall live.
So if you hear the word of the Lord and receive it and let it live in you and through you, then you shall live eternally, have eternal life. Then what?
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
See, now, Jesus is the life. He's the life of God. And so God lives in Jesus, and Jesus said he lives in the Father, and the Spirit lives in them. There are three different parts, yet they are all one. They coexist and coincide. That means they agree that they live together as one, and they exist as one, yet they have three different personalities. God, the Father, is the Spirit, and he lives in Christ, and so Christ is God. And so God and Jesus are one, and when Jesus came into the world with the Father in him, they came into the world together. God came to the world in a man, so by the Spirit. And so God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one, and they came into the world in the stomach of Mary, but that didn't make Mary a deity. He could have come in the stomach or in any form that he wanted to come into the world, but he chose to come into the world as a man. But it was him that was God, and it was a humble Jewish girl that he used to come into the world through. People put too much emphasis on the word mother. Okay? Just because a woman has sex and a child is in it, but there was no, she didn't even have sex. The Lord entered her the same way he enters us, by the Spirit. But the only difference is that Christ grows up spiritually unto his fullness in us as a full-grown God, man, in a man. And therefore, God, Jesus said, God gave me because his life is in me, and the Spirit is, he's the Spirit, And he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is living in this man, Jesus. Now, Jesus was a man. And he said, because of the fact that God is in me, and because I'm a man, I have the authority of this world. And therefore, he's telling us that when God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell in us through Jesus, that we also have authority in this world, all of the authority of God in this world. And that's what Satan doesn't want you to hear. So this message is to how to have God's life living in you. You invite him in, and you keep him in you, and keep him growing in you by reading God. The Word of God is spirit and it's life, and so you keep adding one line after another line, precept upon another precept, into your spirit. Because the Word is spirit, and Christ is living in, with the Father by the Spirit in your spirit, and he absorbs himself into you. He comes into you as a babe, a baby spirit. But he wants to grow. He wants to see if you love him enough to search him out and receive more and more of him, which is spiritual food, until he grows up to the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ within your spirit. And when you allow that to happen, then he gives you authority. And so we're going to read here where Jesus says this. Okay, go ahead.
And hath given him authority to execute judgment.
Read the before that.
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Right, the Son of Man. In other words, this man, this human, that was born with the fullness of the Godhead bodily in him. Because all he was a man. But he had God in him. The fullness of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in him. And because he paid attention to the Spirit of the whole entire Godhead, and he received his assignment that he was supposed to never sin, so that he could be the one that would be able, because of his perfect blood, human blood in him, to give impart unto us himself, his Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in us, thereby giving us authority, the same authority that God gave this human being called Jesus. Okay? So we've been called to have power, dominion, authority over this entire earth. And so therefore, God in us is more powerful than the Pope, more powerful than Bush, more power than any president, king, or queen, because God is all power. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus, the person, the human, the Son of Man that has God living in them. Why? Because we also become sons of God, and we become members of the body of Christ. Now, the body of Christ, now remember that Christ is not separate from the Father. I mean, the Spirit of the Son is not separate from the Father or the Holy Spirit. All three of them are one. So if they're in you, then the entire Godhead is in you, and the entire Godhead has authority and has salt, because it fights Satan. And if you don't fight Satan, Jesus will spit you out of his body, his mouth. Just like I would spit a mouthful of corn, beans, oats, peas, beans, and Milo out of my mouth if I wanted to, if it wasn't tasting good. And if we're not serving the Lord, we don't taste good to the Lord. And we're supposed to be in his body. That's the wineskin. We have all this new wine in Christ, the wineskin. If we're in him, then we're going to get to heaven, because his body is the only one that's going to make it into heaven. And if we're in him, and he's in us, and the Father's in him, and the Spirit's in him, and he is in him, the Son, and he enters us, then we become one with him. And we're not full of mistakes anymore. And there's zeal in us to help anyone that's in authority, the authority of God. Because we have the authority to help the authority of God. And I'm the authority of God here on earth. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the only one, but I can tell you for sure that I am the authority of God, and I need your help. We are short of secretaries, we're short of all kinds of help. And I'm carrying a big load here, but God has given me the power to be able to do that. And I've been hobbling along or moving steadily ahead by the power, people call it grace, but by the power of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living in me and through me. Now, I don't talk of myself. As a matter of fact, I don't talk very much at all when I'm not in the Spirit bringing messages. I'm in the Spirit all the time. I love my children. I love my wife. I do what the Lord says. I'm not an infidel. I support my wife and children like I'm supposed to. And I diligently keep the message. No matter what the Lord has led me to do in the world to show that I'm just as bright as anyone else in the world, or maybe brighter, I still maintain the Spirit of God, because that is, everything else to me is dung. But I don't want to let the authority that God has given me depart from me. And therefore, I rely only on God to lead, guide, and direct me every moment of every day. And I'm there at the throne when they're bringing hundreds of messages to me, or questions. I mean, I'm there to get the answers. And some people say, well, you think Tony Lama knows all the answers. No, I don't. I don't know anything save what the Lord tells me. But I'm there to listen to him and to relate what he tells me. And if you don't listen to the Lord, if you don't listen to me, then you're not listening to the Lord, because I'm telling you exactly what he says. All right? If you do that, you're not hurting me at all, because I'm there with him. I'm sitting in heavenly places with him in the Spirit. And so it behooves you, it should make sense to you to listen. Because they didn't listen to Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, the major and the minor prophets, Daniel. But all the things that they said have come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
And some people that have no desire to fight Satan, they're busy scratching themselves during a service, or they're yawning or shifting back and forth. They just want to receive the Lord. And the Lord, they're going to pay for it, and they're going to be very sorrowful for it at the day of judgment. And for them, it could be very soon. Okay, so continue.
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
Right, because he's here on earth as a man for the purpose of having authority here. What purpose would it be for Christians to be in this world, or for Christ to have been here, if he didn't take power and dominion over every situation? He didn't stand by and let the devil run the church. When he saw Satan running the synagogue, he fashioned a whip and went in there and told him how the cow ate the cabbage. Amen?
Amen.
He let him know who had the authority. What authority do you have? And he was so smart when they asked him that. He says, well, I'll answer that question if you answer mine. John the Baptist, was he of the Lord or not? Well, there's a lot of people standing around that knew John the Baptist was of the Lord. And so they said, they thought it over, and they knew that he's not of the Lord. Well, then they figured they might be stoned to death. So they said, we can't tell. We can't tell if John the Baptist was of the Lord or not. He said, well, then I don't tell you either who gave me the authority to do and say and do the things I'm saying and doing. And so they went away scratching their heads. Okay, then what?
Marvel not at this, For the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice.
Right. Okay, so I came into the world, and there's a bunch of people that are in their graves right now that have believed Christ and have done good, and there's a lot of them that rejected what Christ said, and they did evil. And so he's saying that he's going to call everybody forth out of the grave, and some that did good unto everlasting life, and those that have done evil unto everlasting damnation. Because they just think they're right, and that God is wrong. They're the most vile creatures that have ever been born on the face of this earth. The presumptuousness of such evil creatures. Then what?
All that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Damnation means everlasting burning in hell and the lake of fire. Then what?
I can of mine own self do nothing.
I can't do anything of myself either, because I'm just a man. I'm a son of man too. Jesus was just born of a woman. Because he was in the flesh, but yet he had God's life living in him, and I have God's life living in me. The same life that Christ had living in him, a human being had living in him, I have living in me. And he could be living in you after this service tonight. Maybe he is. If you're part of the church, maybe he is living, and he is living in you also. But you have to start having the salt. You can't let the salt lose its flavor or its savor. You have to fight Satan, because everyone who has stopped fighting Satan has lost its savor. The salt, there's no salt in you anymore. If you could just salt your food. Myself, I like a little bit of salt on my eggs, scrambled eggs in the morning, and even soft-boiled eggs and all the different things I eat. On my tomatoes especially, I like a little bit of salt on there, you know, to give it some savor so that it sizzles right into my tongue. And if it has lost its savor, I'm going to spit it out of my mouth. I don't want something bland. Some people like bland. Well, the doctor told me not to eat any salt. Well, Jesus said salt is good. But your doctor is more right than Jesus, huh? You don't have to put a ton of it on your food. Just put a little bit on to have some savor to make life a little interesting. Amen? Okay, and if you're not interesting, if you're just bland, you're not fighting Satan. When you start fighting Satan, then Satan's going to start coming against you. Oh, lands of mercy. We don't want that to happen, most people say. Why, Satan's on me just like flies on honey all the time. But I just keep marching forward up that difficulty mountain because I hate Satan. Just as Jesus said, and if you don't hate Satan, then you have more than lost the savor. You have got, you've lost the savor, plus there's puke in your taste. And it's for sure you're not in the body of Christ any longer if you think it's wrong to resist Satan, to fight him. If you're not fighting Satan, the salt has lost its savor in you. There's no salt in you. You're bland. You want to spit you out of, God wants to spit you out of his mouth, and he has, maybe. If I were you, I'd fight to my heart, with all my heart, soul, and mind to get back into the Lord before it's too late. Because the Lord doesn't like bland people. He likes salty people. People that's got some spice in them. Caliente, fuego, fire. Get up, you dead horse, and ride. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me.
Right, and so when we read the Bible, we read it because we want to judge with God's judgment in the world. Because there's so much things that have gone awry from God's Word. And therefore, in order to straighten these things that are wrong in this world, we have to know what the Word of God says so that we can tell people, this is what God says. Now straighten up and get on the straight and narrow, or you're going to go to hell in the lake of fire. Now, come on. How can we do that if we don't know what the Word of God says? Some of these evangelists have been on this talk show at night, Larry King, and Larry asked them. One was that Joel
Osteen,
and the other one's Billy Graham. Well, do you think homosexuals are going to go to heaven? And they say, well, you know, that's not our call. What? The salt has lost its savor in Billy Graham, and especially when he's got one foot in the grave and the other one in the funeral home. Billy, I mean, I don't, you know, I love you like a brother, man. But you better start preaching. Yes, homosexuals will, and that's why God called me into the world to preach to you, to take authority over you, and tell you that if you repent, you will not go to hell. God will forgive that sin of homosexuality if you forsake it. The same with you, Joel. Now, you're a good talker. And, oh, you've got all kinds of people wrapped up into your hogwash. But you really laid a bad egg, a bad tasting egg without any salt in it at all. On Larry King's show, you showed me what you were. Same with you, Rex Humbard. Now, Rex, you and I were friends. We've been out to dinner many times. You've been over to my home. I put you in my catalog, the Dallas Commemorative Catalog, you and your grandchildren. But I heard you say there's many ways into the kingdom of heaven when the Bible says there's only one way into the kingdom of heaven, and that's through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So you're not my friend anymore. I judge you by the Word of God. The Bible says, no man is supposed to judge. Well, I as a man am not judging. I'm judging with God's Word. So it's God judging you right now. And He's doing it so that in hopes that you'll repent, because He doesn't want you to go to hell. He doesn't want you to go to hell even worse than I don't want you to go to hell. So you have to repent, boys. Okay? Boys and girls out there, you think you can do something that God says you can't do? That you're going to preach another gospel that you don't know? If you don't know these things, then you shouldn't be preaching, boy. All right? Neither one of you. Well, we won a lot of souls. You're sending a lot of souls to hell is what you're doing, boy. Boys. Because you're telling them you don't know. Yeah, maybe homosexuals can make it in. You are the devil. The words coming out of your mouth are not from the Father. They're from Satan. And it's easy from the Word of God to tell that you're the devil. Now, if you've got some legitimate excuse scripturally, then show it to me. Then show it to me. You won't. You don't even want to talk to me because you know that I know the Bible way better than you do, and I've got the intestinal fortitude to preach it the way it is. And you're cowards, and the salt in you has lost its savor. You're bland. You're the friends of people, even the friends of the Antichrist, because you love to have man's admiration, but I don't give a damn about it. I don't care, okay? But you do. The Lord says, you're damned. Did the Lord swear when He says damned? That's not profanity. That's just a fact. Now, you'd better get to the Lord if you can. You better stop getting people, you want a lot of people at your funeral. What good will that do if you're burning in hell and in the lake of fire? Forget about it. I don't care if they take a backhoe over here in some obscure place up in the wilderness and dig a hole there and throw me in there without a casket. As long as I'm in heaven, I don't care, because that body's going to come forth and be turned into an ecclesiastical one. I'm regenerated and I want people to know it. But you, I mean, there's not words. You know, you hear people calling people scumbags and scum buckets and all this kind of stuff. Man, you're worse than that. Okay, I don't have words enough. From the Word of God, He just says, you're damned. That's worse than, you know, people might call me a scumbucket, but I don't care because I know I'm saved. Amen?
Amen.
But you can't say I'm damned. And if you do, you're a liar. Because I'm on my way to Canaan land. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Canaan land. I'm walking to Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem, just like John. Okay, then what?
If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true.
Right. I'm not bearing witness of myself. I'm telling you what God said. This isn't my judgment. I'm telling you what God's judgment says. And He's given me the authority to tell you, and therefore I'm going to take the authority even if they throw me in prison again. Or if they even put a bullet in my head, or blow me, or burn me, or nail me to a cross, or throw me into the lions. I'm telling you what God says, because I want Him to admire me, not men. Then what?
There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved.
Right. See, the Lord, the God, the Father in heaven, testified of the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent down the Holy Spirit in the shape of a dove and landed on him, and then an audible voice came from heaven, "This is my Son, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He pleases me well. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you can't say that, well, then see, the same Spirit that's living in him at that time is not living in you. Because the Lord loves sons of God. Because through Jesus, he who became the quickening Spirit has quickened us to life and has brought forth in us, because of our belief in Him and the Word of God, the whole Godhead lives in us. When Jesus died on the cross, the entire Godhead was there, because the fullness of the Godhead bodily was in Him. So God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit went to the cross for you, so that you could have power and dominion over your own body, and power and dominion over an authority in this world to tell people the truth. And He backs you up, because no one can prove us to be wrong, because we have the Scriptures to back us up. And there's no higher authority than the Scriptures. That's why the Vatican hates the Scriptures. That's why the Vatican's government, the one world government, hates the Scriptures. That's why the media hates the Scriptures. That's why the school system hates the Scriptures. That's why judges hate the Scriptures, because they're members of the Antichrist body. And I'm preaching to you boys as well as anybody else. I'm saying that you must be born again. And you know, you may you're in that body of Antichrist, but you better get yourself into the body of Christ. Repent and believe the gospel that your souls can be saved. Okay, and then what?
He was a burning and a shining light.
Yeah, John the Baptist was. Then what?
And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John.
Yes, he does, because the Spirit never came down upon John and said, "You are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," did he?
No.
No, but he came down upon Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one and only Savior of the world. And God said, it wasn't some man that said, God said. And Jesus didn't care what man said about him, as long as God said, the God the Father said, "This is my Son." He never said that to anybody else. My beloved Son. And I'm well pleased with him. He didn't say it about John. "A greater witness have I," Jesus said, than John. Those that keep it up to the end, keep the salt in them, shall be saved. But those that lose the savor, you'll not be saved. These people that are preaching that you can't be, once you're saved, you're going to always be saved. Not if you lose the savor. Not if the salt in you has lost its savor. Not if you're bland. Because you were once in the body of Christ. Otherwise, Christ could not spit you out. Does that make sense? This is the Word of God. Now, God in Jesus will spit you out of salvation, out of once saved, into where you're not saved anymore. He'll spit you out, and then seven more devils. The first devil that was cast out of you comes back, and seven more, just even worse than the first one, comes into you. The seventh voice is worse than the voiced. The second condition is worse than the first. Okay? Repent or perish. Then what?
For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not.
Right. You have to believe us that have been sent. The prophet has said, Isaiah said, who has believed our report? Have you? If you haven't believed, then you're damned. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm or the power of God been revealed? The power of God is Jesus. All power in heaven and earth belongs to Jesus. Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. Without Jesus, there is no wisdom. Why is Jesus the wisdom? Because, you could come up with all kinds of devices of how to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and none of them are wise. The only wise way to get into heaven is through Jesus, because that's the only way in. He's the door. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. So therefore, listening to him is the wise thing to do. Amen?
Amen.
Listening to him is the wiseness of the entire universe. So therefore, if he's the only way you can get into the kingdom of heaven, by listening to his words and doing what he says, in other words, you must be born again, so you must be. It's a must. It isn't, well, you should be, but it's, you must be born again. It's an absolute must. It's, you can't get in. In other words, you want to go to the Hollywood Palladium, you've got to have a ticket. Amen?
Yeah.
Or you want to go to some event that requires a ticket. You must have a ticket or you can't get in. Well, we could grease the doorman. We could give him a yard or a half a yard. $50 or $100 to get in. Well, but if he's an honest doorman, he's not going to let you in. You got to have a ticket. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because all the tickets have designations of seats, and whoever bought that seat, they don't want you to sit on their lap. Or they don't want to sit on yours. And there's the only ticket into the kingdom of heaven is Jesus. Not Muhammad Baba. Not Ali Baba. Not the Pope. Not Buddha, Muhammad, or any other false, supposed to be God. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man, I don't care who you are, how big you think you are, how much money you got, what you've done in this life, no man gets into the kingdom of heaven but through me. You must have me living in you, and the Father's in me, and the Holy Spirit's in me. So if I'm in you, then you've got the ticket, and you can go in. You got a ticket to ride. Ride the Holy Spirit up into heaven. If you don't, you're going straight down into hell. Now what else?
Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God
See,
in you.
I don't receive honor from men. And you know, the world hates the two witnesses of God in chapter 11. Because they don't receive honor from men. But they receive honor from God, because when they're dead 3 days and 3 nights in the streets, God raises him up from the dead. The spirit of life comes back into him. The breath of life, the pneuma, the ruach, enters back into him. The wind, the spirit, the breath of life enters into them. They stand up on their feet. And then a cloud takes them up into the kingdom of heaven, just like the cloud took Jesus up into the kingdom of heaven after he was raised from the dead. To show that all people that are human beings, that keep the commandments of the Lord and have the Spirit of God living in them, shall be taken up unto the Lord. Just because you are a human being doesn't mean that you can't be a God human being. You can have the fullness of the Godhead bodily living in you and through you. God wants to live in you and through you. He wants to his voice to come from heaven into you and then from you unto others, so that the Spirit can speak of their sins, so that they can be convicted of their sins and repent, and the Spirit of God will enter them. What in essence we're doing is gathering together the bride of Christ, the wife of God Almighty himself, because all of us corporately together are the body or the bride of Christ, the church. The church, the new born, the new creatures, the spiritual creatures. We're born in the flesh from our parents, but now we have to be born again to become spiritual in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So therefore we have to become spiritual, because the body that we now live in is made out of dirt, and dirt is not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. There must be a transformation of this flesh. But the transformation is from the inside out. The Spirit of God enters into us just as it was in Jesus, where it conceived Jesus. And then it was of God that we were made. He created us out of the dirt of the ground. But now we that are made out of the flesh fell away because of Adam and Eve. And now we have to be regenerated. The Spirit of God has to enter into us to give us the power to be able to keep the commandments, and so that our body can be transformed from a carnal body at the end into an ecclesiastical one, so that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven with it. The same way we look here is the way we're going to look there. Only thing is we're going to be better looking, and if you're missing arms, legs, eyes, nose, mouth, whatever. Some people open up their mouth. The devils have cut their tongues out because they preach the gospel. But they have a tongue in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Some people have had their feet or maybe a finger broken or something. I've got, you know, a couple of broken fingers myself. And I've got all 10 fingers and 10 toes. But a couple of them are all that crooked. And I used to do a little bit of karate and stuff like that, and I stoved them and... But they're going to be straight in heaven. My eyes are bad, but they're going to be just brilliantly bright in heaven. Everything is perfect there. All right, so next.
I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not.
Well, his Father's name. Some people say, you know, there's people that are being sought after by the government. They change their name so that they could, you know, to keep this satanic Antichrist government from catching them, because they know that they're going to kill them. Just like John Peeler stated that the government hired him to kill me. This is the American government, that they would have pay assassins to assassinate them. Do you think that that's a righteous government? No, the Bible calls them the Antichrist. They don't have God for their father, which means they're bastards. And God doesn't want them to be bastards anymore. He wants them to be born again of the Spirit so he can be their father. Then you won't be a fatherless child anymore if you're born again of the Spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
Some people don't know who their daddy is. Some people don't even know who their mother is. You know, but we do have a Father in heaven. And there is no mother in heaven. God said he looks here and there all over the place, and he sees no queen of heaven like the Catholics say there is. That's in the Bible. Okay, so come on, let's keep reading.
If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
Yeah, you know, like if Bush comes and tells you all kinds of stories, his speechwriters write up something that's cleverly devised fables and tell you that they're justified for going over there and bombing a bunch of men, women, and children. If Clinton says he had a right to go over there and kill all those men, women, and children at Waco, you'll believe that. But you won't believe God. You won't believe Christ, who comes in the name of the Father. And you, many of you refuse what I say, and I ask God to talk through men, and he's doing it. Okay, now, those of you that know that, you have to admit that you're wrong if you are, okay? I'm not saying that everybody's wrong. I'm saying that if you're not born of the Spirit, and if you're not, if you haven't lost, if you've lost the Savior, then you're wrong. If you're born of the Spirit, I don't care. If you've lost the Savior, you're gone. You're done with it. So get right with the Lord tonight and rededicate your life to the Lord, and the Lord will save you. And those of you that don't know Christ, just repeat. If you want to have the fullness of the Godhead bodily living in you, just say these words to God. Say, my Lord and my God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of you, the living God. And I believe that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me. I know, and I know you've answered me. And right now I know I'm saved. And I really thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in the air and thank and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, now I told you that there's four ways that you can get this tape or CD. Ask for program 148 and specify what you want, a tape or a CD. Tell them how to receive.
Go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Now tomorrow we're going to be doing part 47 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, keep on reading the Word of God. Keep the Lord flowing from heaven, from the Bible, right into your spirit, into God's spirit that's in you, so that it'll grow. So until tomorrow, again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.